You're Eugene Emeralds, back in the thick of things. 7:05 first pitch against the Hops. Welcome in our buddy, the general manager, Alan Benavides. AB, how are things?
What up, Steve? Back in the postseason, 30 in a row, pretty excited.
I was thinking the 2010 Seahawks, 7-9, won the West, beat the Super Bowl champs. I go back to the 73 Mets, four games over 500, knocked off the big red machine, and almost won the World Series. So, regular season's over, rules are rules. Does anybody around your team care one bit what the record was now that you're in?
Not even, man. I think they kind of relish in it a bit. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a big joke, but they know they've been playing well. We know they've been playing well. So, the record for itself, overall, yeah, it looks terrible. I get it. But to be honest, they're playing pretty good ball, and they've sent us a lot of players, so we're excited.
I see you guys are offering some serious deals for fans to get out there. Like you said, first time in franchise history, three straight trips to the postseason, and that seems to be your lucky number. So let the folks know how three crazy you're going for tonight.
Well, man, look, three times, right? Never in our history have we made postseason 3 years in a row. So to honor that, we're doing $3 tickets tonight, $3 beers, $3 sodas, $3 parking. Come enjoy some late season baseball, postseason baseball here at PK Park. We want to pack the house. We've already got almost got 3,000 tickets sold already, so it's going to be a full house.
I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. In our world, with just about everything at our fingertips and lots of ways for folks to entertain themselves, you hear about attendance at sporting events. You know, the Duck football team probably going to hit a 16-year low in the next week or two. But as far as you guys and the turnstiles this summer, how pleased were you with the fan support?
Well, we had a PK Park attendance record this season, most since we moved here. In fact, our attendance surpassed the last year at Civic Stadium this season. So we're really proud about that, and that's just due to tremendous fan support with even a lackluster team. I mean, it hasn't been the most exciting baseball here at PK Park. I mean, they've competed for sure lately, but we've had tremendous support, and it's just been years and years of good staff, a great team, and just building up the fan community here at PK Park.
Yeah, you guys make it fun. As we continue with Alan Benavides of the Eugene M's, game one tonight against Hillsborough. And we know at this level, the evaluation process is different. And despite that one-loss record, I know you talk with the Cubby brass. So what have they said about, you know, the level of satisfaction as far as how the young prospects are coming along?
They're pretty excited. I mean, especially where we're at right now. I mean, if you look at the roster right now from what it was opening day, it's completely changed. All our draft guys are here. For the most part, they've all been here. You know, I was talking to J-Mac, Jason McLeod, and he told me, when we were kind of talking about our record around August when he was out here, he looked at me and he said, he made a quote. He goes, "Alan, I promise you, if you look back at this team 5 years from now, you're going to see more big leaguers from this year's team playing in the major leagues than any of the teams we've sent you this far." So we do know we have a lot of talent on the squad. The roster's been changed up a little bit. Steve LaRue has changed up the lineup. He's putting guys in different spots. The pitching's been better. So we'll see what they do. I mean, I think they're pretty happy. I'm excited to see what Jury does tonight. Faustino's probably my favorite pitcher on our staff. He starts tomorrow. He's been lights out. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I want to get to that, but first the rewind button. So Monday at Boise, behind 2-0, and of course during a season like this, why do things the easy way? But what about the guys clawing back to tie? And Alan, safe to say you can't have much more drama and momentum going than when you win a ninth-inning thriller like that.
Well, I mean, it just adds to what's been coming to be a really epic finale coming into it. You know, we knew that we had to come in and win one of those games, and certain things had to happen with Salem losing and whatnot. But the guys seeing that score in Salem, seeing that they lost, seeing this team come back in Boise and listening to that game, because I wasn't out there, was really exciting. I got a call immediately from Steve after the game was over. They were thrilled, pumped. They said, "Hey, what's the credit card? We're going out." So it's been a lot of energy with the coaching staff and the players, too. They had a tremendous time. And I know they're really loose right now. Yesterday they came in on an off day, and Coach kept it, you know, he kept it really loose. No practice yesterday. Wants to make sure the guys are loose and ready for today. They're out here right now warming up. So I'm watching them right now, and they seem, you know, they're in pretty good spirits. So we'll see what happens. We know it's going to be an uphill battle a little bit, you know. David and Goliath kind of going against the Hops. We've got, let's be honest, the best record in minor league baseball. So it's going to be fun.
A couple final thoughts for Alan Benavides of the Eugene M's. So you mentioned Yuri Ramos gets the ball tonight. A little bit of a rough start last time against Salem Kaiser. He's an interesting guy, 20 years old, 6'3", a whole 150, and started his career with the Cubbies in the rookie league when he was only 17. What could you tell us about the season he's had and kind of his strengths on the mound?
Well, he's been up and down, right? He's a tall righty. If he can locate his fastball, you know, he's throwing 96 and 97. He's going to be virtually impossible to hit. So it's all about his location, really. And if you get comfortable early, it's going to be hard to hit him. So hopefully we get a great start from him early tonight. You know, we can get to our pen a little later. But he's, I mean, his fastball is ridiculous. He's got a little movement on it. So we're excited to see what he does tonight. You know, he's our only pitcher that was the pitcher of the week for the Northwest League. So he's been our star at times. He's certainly struggled. But, you know, the postseason and playoffs and this kind of, like, stress that players get, this is all about development. Certainly you mentioned it earlier. You know, the Cubs want to see what the players are doing. You know, winning's part of development. And right now they're in a playoff situation, and we're going to see what the pressure does. So we'll see what he comes out and what he does on the mound, and I'm excited to see what he brings.
All right, lastly, let's do a little radio reset. I mentioned playoffs tonight, PK Park, Hillsboro. I mean, you wear a bunch of hats to begin with, so let's go full-on PR and marketing. What kind of special treats are on tap for your fans tonight?
Well, man, look, I said $3 tickets, $3 beer battered in coffees all night, $3 ham, thirst-quenching beer there. It's going to be nice and warm tonight.
Beer,
we got $3 vodka ritas. It's going to be fun. $3 sodas. $3 parking. Come out. Yeah. This will be a great time.
Awesome. Hit up the website, emeraldsbaseball.com. Alan on Twitter is at Alan M's GM. And you can follow the M's on Twitter at Eugene Emeralds. First pitch, 7:05. Great deals for eats and drinks. AB, always a pleasure, my man. Best of luck tonight, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the support. See you, bud.
Have a good one.